first I've heard of it. So he's not on my team. He's not my teammate. It don't bother me.
How do you deal with that type of stuff? I mean, outside criticism and different players saying different things. You seem to be
I don't care. It doesn't bother me one bit. I care about my teammates, what my teammates think of me. When I step on the field, ultimately I'm trying to win football games and trying to be the best quarterback for this team as possible.
That's Bills rookie quarterback Josh Allen. He was responding to what Jalen Ramsey, the Jaguar star corner, said about him in GQ, which was, he's trash. Jalen Ramsey evaluated a total of 24 NFL quarterbacks, didn't really think highly of many of them.
And we have to remember, though, here, let's not throw houses. We live in a glass house. Jadeveon Clowney did describe Blake Bortles as trash in a press conference.
He did.
Not to GQ people. But it was in kind of a Jadeveon Clowney manner. It was after they'd lost to Jacksonville, and it was Clowney just being Clowney. So I'm not going to. Now, this is the idea I had. I was actually watching a video that's gone viral from $100,000 Pyramid right before I read the article about Jalen Ramsey. And I don't know if you saw this video, Mike.
It's this guy.
He's on $100,000 Pyramid where, they do this little guessing game. The audio isn't as good as the video. You got to watch the video for it to be funny. But there's this guy sitting down across from Tim Meadows. The clue that was given was people whose last name is Obama. And the guy thought about it for 5 seconds, and then his answer was Bin Laden. That was his that's what he's trying to tell. How $100,000 Pyramid works. You try to get them to guess the phrase or whatever.
Okay,
because that doesn't even make sense on any level.
Anyway, yeah.
And the guy actually explained himself. It's the guy that voted for Obama twice and everything. He just completely froze in the moment. So we're gonna, and it's pretty funny if you look at his explanation. I think people almost universally are like, all right, this guy seems like a pretty good guy. He's not comparing Obama to Bin Laden or anything. He just froze up and just completely messed up completely. But we'll do this. We'll do a little bit of one word association. You give me a name, not one word, but just,
quick thoughts.
You give me one, then I'll give you one. We'll see how it goes.
All right. Ryan Tannehill.
Hot wife.
Lamar Jackson.
Track star. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Getting into dangerous territory here.
Okay.
Hugh Jackson.
Moron.
Let's see.
Oh, no. You know what I should have said is Deer Velvet Antler. Deer Antler guy.
Yes.
Because he was the one that first introduced Ray Lewis to all that stuff. Yeah.
Todd Bowles.
Oh. Scares me. He's got a look about him, with his eyes. He scares me. Yeah.
Let's see. Tom Coughlin.
Red Cheeks.
Yeah. Okay. We're doing this kind of like Jalen Ramsey evaluated NFL quarterbacks. Mike Vrabel.
Blowhard.
Frank Reich.
Jim Kelly.
Doug Marrone.
Wannabe? Yeah, he's a wannabe.
Interesting.
I feel like he's a wannabe tough guy. Not as much of a wannabe tough guy as Greg Williams, but still a wannabe tough guy. Kind of like Greg Schiano. All three of those guys.
Yeah.
Let me power rank real quickly the wannabe tough guys who actually might be tough in real life. I would say... I'd say Doug Marrone at the top, probably tough in real life. Greg Schiano just below that, but probably also a little bit of a, probably when somebody tells him what to do, he's going to do it if they're an authority figure.
Yes.
Dead last, Greg Williams. My grandma could beat up Greg Williams.
He's a fraud.
That is the fakest of all fake tough guys. That guy is such a doughy, pudgy oaf, and it just annoys me so much that he wants to act all hard when he's got the ability to fire people.
Okay. Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers, virile. Sperm packs a punch. Mormon.
Vance Joseph.
Why?
Case Keenum.
I'm scared of cougars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Jason Garrett.
I really am. I have honestly nothing but positive things to say about Case Keenum anymore.
Nice
but
guy.
I also I feel like I can't even compliment Case Keenum without being attacked by a coug. That's how bad it's gotten with a few of them.
I think that's calmed down a lot,
from
what I can tell.
Yeah, all it takes is one. All it takes is one guy showing up at your house with a tinfoil hat on at 4 a.m. Okay.
Let's see. Jason Garrett.
I would say Clapper. That's an easy one. Michael Lombardi has dubbed him the Clapper.
Yes.
I would almost say Y after Jason Garrett, too. I would say, for Jason Garrett, I'd say Dubois.
Dubois.
He does what the Jones brothers, or excuse me, the Jones father and son tells him to do.
Jerry Jones.
Miscreant? Blowhard as well. Plastic surgery comes to mind.
Plastic surgery does come to mind.
Poser, recipient of Jimmy Johnson's greatness and nothing more.
We're grading various NFL people the way Jalen Ramsey graded quarterbacks in GQ.
Short phrases, I'll go. Short but phrases. I will say this about Jerry Jones. Brilliant, brilliant businessman and salesperson. Yeah,
no question about it. Mitch Trubisky.
I'm just wait and see on Mitch Trubisky.
Kelvin Benjamin.
Slender Jerry Ball.
Matt Ryan.
Oh, Matt Ryan, 1930s accountant.
1930s accountant.
You see, like, Matt Ryan with, like, wearing one of those puffy shirts, but with, like, the armbands on it that the old accountants and bankers used to wear?
Yes.
Yeah, like the clerks. That's what he looks like to me.
Pete Carroll.
Conspiracy theorist, he's the opposite of a wannabe tough guy. What was Pete Carroll? I don't know. I like Pete Carroll.
I like him too.
If I'm going to be nasty about Pete Carroll, I don't quite know what to say about him. I'll just say he seems like a hell of a guy.
Russell Wilson
is, he's a clockwork orange. He's something that looks like he does all the right things and says all the right things, but at his core, I don't know if he has a soul. And
there's
that's
something
why
sinister going on?
No, not sinister. Okay. Not doesn't have a soul in a bad way. Just like I don't think he might actually be human or have human emotions. Like he's more Spock than he is human.
Okay.
Even though he's trying to do the right things.
Jared Goff.
Surfer boy.
Okay. Do you want to test me?
Yeah, let me do this.
Again, this is based on what Jalen Ramsey said about NFL quarterbacks, where he kind of went rapid fire through all these guys and crushed most of them. Although he did defend Blake Bortles by basically saying that Blake does what he has to do, whatever the hell that means, for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Dak Prescott.
Solid word about him.
Sean Mannion, what the hell?
I'm looking. That's Oregon State.
No, you know what's funny is I just Googled up a list of starting NFL quarterbacks for the
and
hell
he
of
somehow
it.
Came
and Mannion
up.
Was the last guy to start for. I know it. Derek Carr.
The eyeliner thing that people tweet about.
I don't. What is the eyeliner thing that people tweet about? I don't get that. Was there a picture of him with eyeliner?
I guess he looks like somebody. He's wearing eyeliner, and now that
so
people
he's got
tweet
naturally
about it,
smoky eyes.
Yeah, now that people tweet about it, I can't think of Derek Carr without thinking of that.
Jameis Winston,
moron, clown, idiot.
Kirk Cousins.
God, Kirk Cousins. Don't believe in him. Not that good.
Oh, Tyrod Taylor.
Solid, works hard.
He seems like a solid citizen.
Yeah, I'm solid like a, guy.
I think the person that's come out the best from the Browns' hard knocks so far is Tyrod Taylor.
I agree with you on that.
Like, I feel like with Tyrod. He has limited quarterbacking skills, but solid person is the
yes.
first one that
good
comes
dude.
Along.
I want him to marry my sister.
Hmm. Is she looking? We can probably hook him up when they play the Bills
actually,
this year. The Bills are coming here, right?
I think they are. My sister, she just moved to Chicago, by the way, to start business school.
Oh, good
month.
For her.
Yeah.
You should get her a press pass for that game.
Yeah, see if I can arrange this
you can
pimp situation.
Your sister out to Tyrod Taylor.
I'll be sure to get on that.
Adam Gase.
I like him, but he hasn't done very well the last year.
Andy Reid.
Fat, really good coach.
Mike McCarthy.
Fat.
That's why
fire him.
Fire him.
Fire him.
Do you think that Aaron Rodgers likes Matt McCarthy?
Mike McCarthy?
Mike McCarthy, excuse me.
Yeah, but I think he also deep down has some worries about him as a top-end coach.
He doesn't... If you're going to play the grass is greener on the other side of the fence game, there's a big list of guys. Like Aaron Rodgers, do you think Aaron Rodgers ever sits down like with a bottle, with a snifter of brandy or whatever, or cognac, whatever a snifter is, and thinks to himself... Where could I be with Bill Belichick as my coach? Or where could I be with Andy Reid or one of these other guys?
I'm sure he's thought about with Belichick, but I also strongly believe that Rodgers is the kind of guy that doesn't really want to play for Belichick.
Uh-huh.
So if he's thinking about other coaches, I think he might be thinking more of like an Andy Reid or a Doug Peterson or somebody like
That's
that.
That's true. I don't know how well Aaron Rodgers would take really, really, really hard coaching.
He might want to punch Belichick.
He might be a little too sensitive for it.
He actually
like
might
Brady,
be.
If there's one thing Brady isn't, it's sensitive.
That's fair. Even as a big Rodgers fan, I will grant you that.
Okay, that's good.
There you go.
Now we found everything out.